The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. So many things on the old to-do list right now. I'm actually having a little bit of a crisis of confidence. Where do we go? What should we do? So I'm going to let you guys vote. What do you want to talk about right now? You want to talk about Joshy hating on the Olympics? You want to talk about Jordan Love's contract? You want to talk about boneless wings having bones? Or if you're invited to a party and told not to bring a gift, do you still show up with something?
Joshy in the Olympics.
Joshy! Sorry about it, bud. So let's go out to the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Justin weighing in saying, sit this one out, Josh. I'm very excited for Simone Biles' comeback and seeing how pumped Giannis will be as the flag bearer for Greece. You know he's going to have that classic little kid Giannis energy and just be beaming. What do you say to that, Joshy?
Good for you. You need a little pat on the head. It would be cute.
Oh, this is gonna
watch
be...
Giannis.
Now I know why you picked this topic.
If you're doing anything other than holding your butt and hoping Giannis doesn't get hurt, I don't know how you could possibly enjoy watching him play in the Olympics. Especially for what we all expect is probably not a medal finish.
This is a fair take.
Greece.
This is a fair take. That is a fair take. Yes. Will I be watching Giannis and the Greek national team? I will. Will I be watching it hoping that nothing goes catastrophically horrible? I will. I mean, that's not a great way to be watching a sporting event.
Let's look at some of the events here at the Summer Olympics. Are you interested in artistic swimming?
Sure not.
Flag football?
Absolutely no.
Rowing?
Still no.
Sailing?
I had to think about it for a second.
Sailing, shooting, skateboarding, squash.
Well, can you get out of the S category and move on to something else?
Judo, table tennis, taekwondo, trampoline, water polo.
Okay, so none of
these
those are
just hobbies. These are just hobbies. These are just stuff you do because you have a lot of money and your parents pay for you to be
water
a sailor.
Water polo is a legit sport. Have you ever seen a water polo match?
Great, you're good at treading water.
No, I mean, you got to be a lot better at other things. It's very physical.
Cycling, BMX, freestyle. What is this, the X Games?
But okay, yes, it is, sort of. But these are the highest level. This is the top of each of those sports. Like, I am one of these people, and I've told this story before, but Joshy, this might be the first time you're hearing it. When I went over to Austria 5 or 6 years ago to cover the World Games for Special Olympics, I got there, and my sleep clock was all off. So I found myself wide awake in the middle of the night. And I found myself watching a table tennis match. It was not in English. I'll tell you that. It was not in English. And I watched the whole dang thing because I immediately found myself magnetically pulled to whatever was happening on the screen. And that's when I knew that I was a competition psycho, that I will watch any competition so long as it is riveting. And I think that's what you're going to get with the Olympic Games. You're going to get a lot of riveting competition.
I think it's more of, I got nothing better else on TV, so I'll watch these guys play ping pong.
I can't believe you're not excited about the Olympics.
The problem with me to many of these sports is just if other athletes, like the LeBron Jameses and the top tier guys just decided they wanted to be good at this, they would be better than everyone else at them. Like take the U.S. men's basketball team. If they played volleyball, you think they're not the best volleyball team on earth? Got a strong feeling they are. They're the strongest.
Like, you give them a year? Give them a year to practice the discipline.
Oh, I thought you were saying just throw them on the court.
No,
I was like, now we are seriously undermined.
Josh's argument of, this is the best in the world at this, is it really? Because the best actual athletes are playing real sports.
Uh-huh.
You guys are doing a lot of disparaging of other sports this morning.
It's cute. It's fun. I hope they have a good time.
Are you telling me there's nothing you're interested in? You're not interested in Simone Biles? You're not interested in the women's soccer team or the men's soccer team? Or
No.
Not even a little bit. No. Basketball, maybe you'll watch, but
I also have a hard time just like not caring about something for 3 years, and now all of a sudden I care the most in the world, and I'm going to be especially if it's in Paris, tape delays, or I'm going to have to stay up way late and watch these
events. Yeah, I will tell you, this tape delay does make it a little bit challenging, right? Because you're going to see all of the results on Twitter.
Right.
And on whatever social platform you're using, you're going to see if Sha'Carri Richardson wins the 100, which she is favored to do. Like, I'm going to know before it airs. A little anticlimactic.
Unless you watch it live at 9 a.m. or whatever, whenever it ends up being. You know, I don't know how far ahead Paris is, but yeah. It's going to be going on in the middle of the afternoon if you want.
Wow. Just so you know, that statement right there, of all the things that we have said in the last 13 minutes, indicates your level of ambivalence. I don't even know how far ahead Paris is, you say. Like,
do you?
Isn't it like 7 hours?
So you don't. So the answer is no.
I mean, but I have a general idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could have said 6 or 7 hours, but I didn't know the specific answer, so.
Well, what is
who
it?
Who cares?
You should probably.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I have a hard time faking it. I can't pretend that I care so much about something for like the 2 weeks that it goes on. I hope those guys have a great time.
Okay, hold on. What if you don't have to fake it? What if you can, and this is going to require a little bit of rewiring, because I think about your... I know.
he's
kind of stuck in his wired ways here.
So you have to rewire a little bit, because you are one of these people who are a very passionate Packers fan, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. But you've been following the Packers your whole life, so there's this depth of knowledge. There's this being able to compare old eras to new eras. You're not going to have any of that. It is just competition. And I think what you need to convince yourself there's value in is rooting for the United States. Just for people who are wearing the United States singlet or jersey or uniform or whatever it is civic pride, it is national pride, and you have to convince you. I know.
You're talking to the wrong guy. You're talking to the wrong guy.
That is a loaded statement.
Working
right
on
there.
This.
You're talking to the wrong guy. You went the wrong route.
You took a wrong off for him.
Yeah, turn hand.
Hold on. Is this a choose your own adventure book? Let me flip back.
Yeah. You kept your finger on the page, right? As long as you kept your finger on the page. If you didn't take the finger off the page, you can
everybody
still go back.
Knows you could go back so long as you held your finger there.
Correct.
When it tells you, sorry, bad choice, you died. You're like, whoa. I wasn't fully committed to that decision. So no, none of that?
No. It's like, if you want to enjoy it, that's fine. I just feel it's all contrived.
Despite Josh doing a civic duty and putting out a fire on his neighbor's porch, do not confuse him with somebody who cares about, you know,
other people?
Yes. Or... just because, oh, you're from the same country, you're supposed to care. That's not what Joshy is.
But hold on.
You expect me when the canoe slalom's happening to be like, USA! USA!
Okay, so again, when he said rowing, the reason I gave it a pregnant pause is because I watched that movie, The Boys in the Boat.
Sure.
After being out at Washington and doing the story in the boathouse with Roma Dunze, and I was like, I'm kind of into rowing now. Read the book. Like, if you haven't seen the movie Boys in the Boat, it's obviously about the Olympic team that was comprised of student athletes from Washington back in the 40s. I want to say late 40s. I could be wrong on that.
I did not read the book. I did not see the movie.
You would think that if I read the book and saw the movie, I would be able to nail the year, but here we are.
Be familiar with the timeline.
So anyway, there's a part of me that was like, when you said rowing, I was like, ah! Do a little rowing intake.
Well, again, and going back, like, part of the problem is if I don't catch it live in the middle of the day, like, would I rather watch something that's tape delayed or a Brewers game at night? Watching the Brewers game.
Yeah, I understand. And that's, again, there's only so much disposable time. Josh could not be more right, says Nick in the 608. I'm not interested in watching the games. I'm just interested in the USA winning.
Yeah, tell me what our medal count is at the end, and that's cool.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Justin weighing in saying, okay, I think it's time to make Joshy do some of these things. I would love to see him try and last 5 minutes playing water polo.
I never once insinuated I would be good at any of these things. That has nothing to do with anything at all. I wouldn't be good at gymnastics. You think I'm going to do great on the uneven bars? The pommel horse? No.
Did you just want to say pommel horse?
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a good way to work it into conversation.
Is that an Olympic competition?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But it's men's only, right?
The pommel horse is a men's event.
They like whip their body around. Like,
yeah, it's cute.
It is cute, and it takes a lot of talent. And again, for athletes like that who choose to specialize in that discipline, gymnastics, this is it, man. Like, this is the top tier. This is the apex of your career. You can do international competitions. They have world games and things like that. But the Olympics is what everybody strives for, aims for. I'm surprised. I'm a little...
Well, but again, some of these things seem made up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like the pentathlon, the modern pentathlon, is you're riding an unfamiliar horse, which, okay, interesting verbiage. So you have to do equestrian on a horse I guess you've never ridden before, because I don't know what unfamiliar horse means.
Don't overthink it, Gabe. Yeah. It means you first time.
Yeah. So there's a swimming element. There's a shooting element. I don't even remember what the other ones are. Like, how did this thing get created in the first place? And then how did you find out you were good at this?
People with too much time on their hands.
Joshy's like, get a job.
And provide. Why don't you provide some value to your country instead of running around playing on horses? Like, equestrian is the stuffiest of sports. You should ban that sport. Get rid of it. What is that doing?
Okay,
to me?
This is the list I want from you, Joshy. Go through the Olympic list and tell me which ones you would ban if you could.
Well, here, right away,
your top five.
I'm guessing. Trampoline,
your top five. Your top
banned.
Five bannable Olympic sports.
One, flag football. Play tackle football. It's not a real sport.
No, they just added flag football to the Olympics.
Get it out of here. Artistic swimming. Okay, real cool. Breakdancing? Come on.
They just added breakdancing.
Canoe slalom? Great, you can turn. Proud of you.
That is an odd one.
Mountain biking? You got a hobby. Go outside. It's fine.
But again, there's the X Games. Maybe you could offload the mountain biking to the X Games.
Equestrian, you're too rich. Get a job. Do something worth it. Fencing? Play with real swords. Judo? Do karate instead. Modern pentathlon, figure out what you're good at. Stop doing everything. Shooting, go hunting instead. Squash, dumb name.
I don't even know what squash is. Is it like
it's a racket sport?
Yeah, it's a racket sport.
Trampoline. Come on. Do I need to explain trampoline? Water polo? Play handball instead.
Handball, play water polo instead.
Yes.
I do feel like you are really underappreciating water polo. It is a very taxing sport. It is incredibly difficult.
They run a marathon.
They got track and field.
Join the swim club. I don't know.
I can't believe this is the take. I love it, but I can't believe it's the take. Chef Ed weighing in saying Joshy is right. The Olympics are just field day for adults.
Yeah. It's high-level field day.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Count Chocula. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this game.
Join me out at the Wisconsin Country Club. Joined there last fall, and I have not regretted it because it's a great golf course. Challenging golf course. It is fun. No assessments ever. There's no food and beverage minimums. And they have a lot of great things, too. It's not just the golf course. They have the pool, the tennis, the pickleball, themed Sunday fun days at the pool. They have a glow weekend all next weekend with golfing and the pool, so they do different fun things. You can bring the kids out. You can have a great experience at the Wisconsin Country Club. Check it out. August 1st, there is an open house happening at the Wisconsin Country Club on Good Hope Road from 4 until 6:30. Come out. Check out the golf course. Check out the facilities and everything we have going for us, and I hope to see you out at the Wisconsin Country Club.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, Jen, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Lots of reaction rolling in to Joshy's opinion about the Olympics. I am on the other side of this. I like the Olympics. I enjoy the Olympics. I like random competition. I will sit down and watch some random competition. Maybe it'll be trampolining. I don't know. I get into it and then I'm like, well, I like that person. I want that person to win. And I also do the whole like national pride thing. USA, USA. Let's see. Justin saying, I know it's not the Winter Olympics, but most people consider curling one of those smaller sports that no one cares about, but you're definitely going to watch our teammate Matt Hamilton, right, Joshy?
Yes.
If I had to guess, Josh has never watched Matt Hamilton throw a stone once.
Nope, seen highlights on Twitter.
Throw a stone is a great term. Would Joshy be more interested if the Olympics were fight to the death?
Yes. Gladiator.
Duh.
Yes.
Who wouldn't be?
I mean, barbaric.
Let's include lions.
Brandon says Josh is so right on this issue. Adding these ridiculous categories just waters down the meaning of having an Olympic medal.
That's right, brother.
I think modern pentathlon was meant to mimic all the things a soldier would have to do during World War I. Still ridiculous, but I believe that is where it comes from. That from Brett in the 715. And I'm usually on the other side of Josh's opinions for like everything, but he is taking the words right out of my mouth with these ridiculous Olympic events. That from Tommy in the 414.
Tommy, the most wrong guy ever. Wow, we agree.
Welcome to being right for the first time.
I do feel like you are fashioning a poll, perhaps, maybe a poll about the Olympics and if people will be watching the Olympics or if they agree with you, they are nonsensical. Would you agree with the phrase nonsensical? Are you okay with that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard way. Like, these are just, to me, these are just hobbies. That's all really it
is. But where does it take the turn? I mean, again, gymnastics is not a hobby. Basketball is not
rhythmic
a hobby.
Gymnastics kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, how do you find out you're good at that? You're bad at all the other gymnastics?
Well, when you were a kid, you got one of those get in shape girl ribbons like I did.
So they just throw you in the corner while everybody else is doing the thing?
Did he or did he not, Frank the Tank, win the, heptathlon with the ribbon and the rhythmic gymnastics?
He did not win it, actually. No, they did not win. They were the whole thing was rigged against them.
Oh, I thought they won. Gonna have to go back
and old school.
Gonna have to go back and watch
the whole
old
point
school.
Of that.
Scene. Right, but then like the mascot jumps through. All I can remember is Frank the Tank doing the rhythm gymnastics thing with the ribbon to the song. Anyway, there's more interest in the cardboard sex beds than the actual sports. That from Ryan and McGuanico. I thought that we had dispelled that rumor that they were cardboard sex beds.
Well, that was the story. They are just eco-friendly.
They're also not sex beds, guys. That was the part of the conversation.
Well, anti-sex beds. You can't have sex on them.
Say, all beds are sex beds if you try hard enough, I guess.
That's true. All surfaces, really.
Like,
you don't really need to limit it to beds. Okay, well, it sounds like everybody has thoughts on the Olympics. I will be watching. Gabe, will you be watching any of the Olympics? I assume basketball intrigues you a little bit.
Some of it. I mean, but women's basketball really doesn't because Team USA is just going to romp everybody. Just, what's the point?
Have you been surprised at all at some of the challenges and some of the struggles that Team USA has had on the men's side?
No, because they will get pushed because the world is catching up on the men's side, has not caught up on the women's side yet, which is why the women's, again, they're going to win the gold medal. Like, I don't even know if people are taking bets on if they'll win the gold medal. That's how much they're going to be favored by. The men's, if it happens to line up and I can catch a game in the afternoon, like I can't imagine I'm going to be watching a replay of it if they decide to put it in prime time. Like if I happen to, you know, have nothing going on in the middle of the day and they're in the medal round, or if they're playing a big game that in the round robin portion, maybe I'll tune in. But I don't think I'm going to go that far out of my way to catch it.
What do you make of this Canadian team that was apparently spying on opponents using drones? The Canadian men's and women's soccer teams have been relying on drones and spying on other teams for years. Is this any different than film study?
Oh yeah, if you're
hold on. Let me be clear. It's illegal to do surveillance on another team. Okay, yeah. I want to be very clear on that. What are you getting from watching the drone footage that you're not getting from watching film of them playing their previous opponent?
Because if they're planning something special for you that they haven't done in a game, and now they're doing it in practice, and now you know that what they're doing.
Spygate.
Yeah, it's the same thing. The exact same thing that the Patriots got caught
for. I'm not saying. You should spy on your opponents. That's not what I'm saying. I understand that it's against the rules. What I'm trying to say is, how great could the advantage be of what you're seeing?
In soccer,
pretty high.
Yeah, in soccer, it's like in football. If you know specific
football, I get football. Right. I get you running
but
plays.
Now
you
apply
get certain
thing. Apply that to soccer. There's different alignments. Like if Team Canada typically does a certain defensive alignment, and now they're in a new one, you would have the advantage because you can now expect that versus. During the game when they run out and, you know, they park the bus or whatever. I'm not a big enough soccer, but they do change, like, the amount of people they play at certain positions. So if they're practicing that all week long and you have that advantage, you now know to prepare for it.
So I guess my assumption was, and again, not a huge depth of knowledge here for soccer either, but I guess my assumption is, don't you always assume that teams can do, will do what they haven't done just from a strategic standpoint? Don't you always assume that there is a chance that things will be changed up, wouldn't you prepare? You know, it's like Nick Saban talking about how we prepare for every possible situation. Anything that could happen in a game, we have prepared for. That's, I guess, what I'm getting at. Like, so they changed the alignment. So haven't you prepared for that as a possibility? I guess I'm trying to say, like, to do something illegal, to me, you would have to be getting so much information. You have to be getting such a great, I mean, look, we talked about Jim Harbaugh, right? And the whole thing they did with the Connor Stallions, who, by the way, is getting his own documentary now. We'll just do a documentary on anything these days. That was obviously giving Michigan a competitive advantage, even though they claimed that it was not. But I guess I'm saying, in this sport, don't you just anticipate that the other team is going to do things potentially different than they have been in order to gain
an
edge?
Maybe it's in the back of your mind and you just kind of run through it, but if you don't spend a ton of time, but now, you know, they are, you know, pulling this surprise formation, but that's a huge thing. Oh, now we know exactly what they're doing, so this is what we can prepare for. It helps you narrow your focus on whatever you have to prepare for because you know what they're doing. My question is, how do you not notice a drone flying over the top of you?
Well, they did. That's what happened.
Well,
right?
But if this has been going on for years, this is the first time somebody noticed a drone just kind of flying over practice?
It seems, as much as a drone is to like a higher level of technology, it seems like pretty like elementary, like, you're just going to fly the drone up there and film it and just hope they ignore it and just keep doing what they're doing?
Obviously, they did for years.
That's what I've been trying to say. Like, it feels like you would have to be getting so much information. So it would have to be such a huge advantage to take this risk, which it feels like would be easy for people to unearth, identify, uncover. To me, I'm shocked that somebody went to this length when I don't feel like you're getting that much additional information. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I think it's just any edge is an edge. And that's why, you know, even though Spygate, you're not getting totally, like, their playbook, they're not handing it to you, you don't know the order of the plays, it is still an added advantage. And any form of cheating or trying to gain information that you otherwise wouldn't have, you have to stop it and treat it as if it's the most cardinal of all cardinal sins, because cheating is cheating no matter what degree you view it as.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to be clear. I'm not saying you should cheat. I'm saying I don't know how, when, in the process of preparing for competition, international and whatnot, you convince yourself that the juice will be worth the squeeze. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they got a gold medal out of it.
Do you think it was because they had all of the inside information, because they knew what other teams were doing?
Can't say definitively that they didn't, right? Can't say definitively that that's not the reason that they were able to get the women's side get a gold medal.
Right, like the Astros, they knew what pitches were coming.
Oh,
you still have to hit it, but it is an advantage. Like, some Jose Altuve is in a good position to hit it, but the bad hitters, Martin Maldonado, sorry, that's the second time I've given him a shot, it don't matter if he knows what pitch is coming. He's not going to do a whole lot with it. But where it does matter, and the few times it does make an advantage, it can totally change the outcome of a game. So if you're planning in the second half to run this different alignment, but they have the perfect play that they've worked on all week because they know it's coming, then one goal in that game, because of that advantage, is, you know, the difference of a gold medal or a silver medal.
No, that makes sense. No, I appreciate that. I want to be clear for all those popping off on the ESPN Milwaukee talking text line. I'm not pro cheating. Somebody called me Bill Belichick 2.0. I'm not. I'm literally saying I don't understand. Yeah,
that's a compliment.
For all of the other things that Bill has done and accomplished, I suppose, future Hall of Famer. No, I'm just saying I'm a little surprised that I just didn't understand what you were getting from the drone footage. Again, if you're running trick plays, if you've got different, maybe my brain is more in the football space. So I'm thinking like, oh yeah, like you run a trick play and they know the trick play. They see the alignment. They know what defense to throw out there to stop it. I guess this is probably my soccer ignorance coming into play as well. You guys remember hearing me talk about the being at the state fair and walking around and seeing the sauna from Good Health Saunas and thinking, oh, that would be nice to have. Let me tell you, having an infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas has been a huge difference maker in my life. It feels great after my workouts. I can feel the extra energy and flexibility. I've been using my sauna to help my skin look better, help my hair grow, and it detoxes me, especially during football season, guys, from all that travel, breathing in all that awful air on these airplanes and in these hotels. Get in my sauna, Get rid of it all. Find an infrared sauna for you at goodhealthsaunas.com. And remember, they will be at this year's Wisconsin State Fair. Maybe I'll see you there checking out the Good Health Saunas.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size.
Just,
what the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Speaking of the games taking place in Paris, you can bet on all of that action at Potawatomi Casino Hotel's Sportsbook. The ultimate experience has self-service betting kiosks, seating for over 200 people, a broadcast booth, first-class bar, a new restaurant called The Kitchen, a VIP deck, and that video wall that is going to be broadcasting the games live. It is over 2,000 square feet, and you can be sure to enjoy the trampolining and the canoeing. And all of the things that Joshy will be ignoring. When you're in a rush, they also have free 20-minute parking there. They have really figured it all out. It is a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi, so get in on the action. Great song as we continue talking about the Olympics here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but I want to also pivot here. So, Gabe, you're going to have to explain this one to me.
All right. Okay.
Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Have bones.
That is correct. Chicken wings have bones, yes.
Boneless chicken wings
mm-hmm.
do not have bones.
Hypothetically speaking, yes.
No. Boneless means no bones. Etymology and words and whatnot, I am quite certain that boneless means no bones.
Again, hypothetically, yes.
Ideally.
Ideally, yes.
But actually, no.
And legally... not necessarily.
Joshy, can you explain this to me? You can explain to me how the boneless part is now bone with?
Yeah, in a 4-3 ruling, the Ohio Supreme Court decided that boneless wings are allowed to have bones because it's common knowledge that chicken have bones.
What?
So operating under the assumption that they do not have bones in them is apparently incorrect.
What?
Yeah, so just be careful when you're scarfing your boneless wings.
So how in the world did this get all the way up to the Ohio Supreme Court? They got nothing else going on in Ohio. They got no issues at their schools. They got no infrastructure problems. At the Supreme Court level, we are talking about whether or not chicken wings can have bones or not have bones.
A man who was enjoying some boneless wings, something he does every week at the specific establishment, ate his boneless wings, his Parmesan garlic, great flavor to get for wings, might I add. He got a long, thin bone lodged in his esophagus that caused it to cut it, infect him, and then him not be able to hold down food.
Ooh.
So he went after the restaurant and the supplier of the chicken of being negligent by including the bones in said chicken wing.
All right, I'm with you so far. This all makes sense, right? When you sit down and you order boneless chicken wings, the boneless, the very first word, is what I believe most people are subscribing to. They have chosen the boneless variety when the bone-in variety is certainly a choice. It's certainly on most menus as well.
A better choice, too.
Sure. I would not argue with that. The other ones are glorified chicken nuggets, right? The boneless
Nailed
variety.
It.
So he chooses the boneless under the assumption that it will be, and hear me out, boneless.
Without bone.
Yeah, legally, that's not the safe assumption. Legally speaking, according to the superior courts of the state of Ohio, that is not a safe assumption.
It got to this point because all the lower courts that this had been taken to had decided that the same assumption, that chicken is known to have bones, so therefore a bone being in boneless chicken nuggets is not a safe assumption
to make. So let me ask you this. When I roll into Mickey D's with my girls, they're called Chicken McNuggets. So because they're called Chicken McNuggets, now I have to ask them if their Chicken McNuggets have bones in them because... according to Ohio, the assumption is if it's chicken, it could have bones in it. Now, I know I've seen the videos of how they make the Chicken McNuggets. Don't get me started. It's disgusting. But my point is, No, I think most people would go into that situation assuming correctly that there will be no bones in their chicken McNuggets.
Incorrectly.
No, I'm saying correctly because has anyone ever found a bone in a chicken McNugget?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Little shards of it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The word little shards combined with the pink foam that's rolling through my brain right now is not a great image.
Yeah, according to the state of Ohio, that is not the safe assumption.
Well, moving to Ohio, I can tell you that right now.
Anytime you get chicken, it may contain a bone. And the restaurant would not be held liable if you decide to have said chicken and then scarf it down and suffer some sort of injury.
This is ridiculous. You have to change the name. Words have meaning, guys. And again, I'm not arguing with you guys. I mean, you're just explaining to me the nuance of this case. But why do we have words if they don't mean anything? Right? Like, if you call it a boneless wing, it should be without bone. If it is not without bone, or there is a chance that there is bone, stop calling it boneless. This is not that hard.
So what, boneless-ish?
Adjacent.
I think the problem lies in the fact that even though you're attempting to remove all bones, it may be difficult through the process and it wouldn't be legally liable for you. Like, it's not you wouldn't be punished for not every single time removing the bone. Also, what kind of dunce do you have to be to eat a whole chicken wing and not realize there's a bone in it? Are you not chewing? What are you doing, you savage?
Just popping it in like a pelican,
right?
Like a cartoon pelican, just.
I've had boneless wings. I typically like cut them in half, dip them, and then go for the other one because maybe it was a smaller one. Who knows? But this is one of those interesting things, like the famous McDonald's case with the hot coffee, with the woman who did win the lawsuit. That like became like a classic frivolous suit, but that woman was like maimed, like severe third degree burns that like put holes in her legs. This guy had what now is like pretty severe, having a bone lodged slicing. I don't know how you fix a
sliced esophagus.
Yeah, and an infection down there. Like, I'm sure antibiotics are how it works, but I can't believe it's a wonderful process. Like, there was significant issue here, but I don't know if he should be able to sue that place.
For what it's worth, 4-3 was the ruling. So it's not like it was like a landslide. It's not like every person on the Ohio Supreme Court was like, huh, obviously, boneless means bone maybe. Three people had logic and were like, I don't know, if we're telling the people that there aren't going to be bones, maybe we should have to adhere to that standard. I don't know, just putting it out there. So it lost 4-3. What I wonder is, now that this has happened, are we going to see more bones? Because my assumption is, and you guys tell me if you think I'm way off here, my assumption is that whoever was doing the quote-unquote deboning was trying to adhere to the expectation that it was boneless, right? You're sitting there and you're doing the process and you have an expectation of like, listen, these are boneless wings. We're going to try to take out as many of the bones as we can. But now that they've opened up the floodgates and they will allow bones, right, legally, in the wings, should we be anticipating more bones showing up? Because, well, now they can pass through security.
I mean, my guess is they're not going to change the process because it'd be expensive to change whatever machine or whoever operates it. So I'm not expecting an uptick of bones in the boneless wings.
A good way to lose business is to make your boneless wings have more bones in them. So I do think there is some, because not everyone's going to have a thin bone lodged in their esophagus causing them to vomit and get an infection. But sure, you could not be held legally liable and you could let some of your quality control go. But at a certain point, a business is going to be like, well, your wings suck. I'm going somewhere else.
Well, yes. But again, legally, there's no recourse, right? Let's just say that one out of every 1,000 boneless wings previously got a bone in them, right? And this guy just happened to take it at the wrong angle and slice the esophagus. Now, should we expect 4 out of every 1,000? Because again, the standard has been lowered, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
From a legal perspective, but there's still competition out there. Like, there's not just one boneless chicken place that everybody is getting it
from.
What
if it's across the board? What if it's across the board? This is a big win for the boneless chicken wing industry. They can lower their standards. Now they don't need six people checking to make sure the bones are out. They only need three people to make sure that the bones are out.
Hey, again, I think somebody would see that inefficiency in the market and take advantage of it.
800-990-3776, Casey Wing, and saying, boneless wings is just something people say to make adults not feel like children.
Yeah, you're ordering off the children's menu if you order a boneless wing.
Also, yeah, like
it's the kids' menu.
I'm never going to have any issue with this because I'm not eating boneless wings.
I think that they should put an asterisk next to it on the menus now. If it says boneless, you got to throw a little in there just to be like, well, it might have some bones.
Yeah, the little star that you have to read at the bottom. Like, these are meant to be boneless, but we can't ensure that every wing will not have a bone.
Poultry or meat undercooked cause, you know, some issues.
Joseph in the 414 saying, they just need to switch the order of the words. It's not boneless, it's less bones.
Yeah, I just gotta, just flip it around.
I love that. From a marketing standpoint, that is brilliant. Change it from boneless wings to the less bone wings. Potentially boneless wings is a title we got from Dave and Aaron. Chef Ed weighing in saying, wings come from the breast. Tenders are the same thing. Boneless wings is an oxymoron. His point being that boneless wings come from the chicken breast and there are no bones in the breast.
That's also incorrect. There are bones in the chicken breast.
Are there?
Do you have a bone in your chest?
I have a breastbone, if that's what you're referring to.
Holy cats. Now we're getting somewhere.
Starting to understand why Jen really struggled with the science portion of the ACT. Suddenly making a lot more sense.
Ben weighing in saying, I'm not eating chicken when I'm in Ohio. I think that's a very fair assumption to make. Well, that's a very fair conclusion to draw from this whole
thing. Unless you're getting regular wings. Then you know you expect the bone. The bone is going to be there. You sign up for it.
Apparently. Again, if it says less, my bad for thinking there would be none. I like the idea of switching the order. Let's call them less bone wings. There might be some bones, but there's going to be less.
There's
than
less
there
bones
are
in the regular
other
wings.
Chicken wings. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I think we are doing a giveaway. Is that correct?
It is.
A little giveaway time. The ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League is back this season, and you can get on a team. Right now, it's your chance to draft like a champion at Dave & Buster's in Tosa on August 1st. Man, that's next week. Next week is August 1st. All right, Joshy, we need three winners now. Three big winners now. So let's take caller number 3, caller number 6, caller number 9 right now to join our ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League. And if you have any other fantasy football leagues that you are in, Dave & Buster's has winning opportunities for everyone. You can book your fantasy draft and get 20% off food and non-alcoholic beverages, even free appetizers all season long. Visit dnbparty.com for draft booking details. 800-990-3776. Call right now to join our ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What?
Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Do you expect Jordan Love to have a contract extension done with the Packers by Monday morning? 58% of people saying yes, a deal will be done. 41% of people saying no, it won't. Brian saying, why can't these two sides just sit across the table and figure it out? Get the agent up to camp and let's get it done. Robert weighing in saying, I believe the Packers and Jordan Love are not close. They both have had almost 6 months to get this thing done. If they were close, it would have been done at the start of training camp. Gabe is doing greeny today. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. We'll see you soon.